This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well. Thank you.
How do we try?
It's
good to talk to you. I don't know if you heard that last story that we were talking about.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so we were reporting on the story of this New Zealand Minister of Parliament who rode her bicycle to the hospital to give birth at 2 o'clock in the morning. Carol Z says, riding her bicycle to the clinic to give birth, it's a shunda. And I said, you know what, I don't even know how to translate a shunda. Maybe I'll ask you, do you know?
Well, the word shunda is usually used for it's a disgrace.
Yes, that's an embarrassment almost.
Something shameful, yes.
Yes.
So, an embarrassment, yes, exactly.
Yes, so I agree, Carol Z. It's just not how things are done. I think New Zealand's have been locked off from the world for far too long, and it's starting to have an impact. There's no question. Nobody willingly chooses to ride to the hospital at 2 o'clock in the morning to give birth to a baby. It's just not normal behavior. I don't know.
On the other hand.
Yes.
On the other hand, we are talking about New Zealanders, And I was about to say best rugby players in the world, but I'm
careful,
talking to South
careful,
Africa, so I should
right,
not say
exactly.
That. But they are exceptional sportsmen and women, so, you know.
Yeah, I guess. I guess, but 2 o'clock in the morning, 9.5 months pregnant, I don't think is the time for training, Vic. I think she can wait a couple of hours before trying to get back into shape, as far as I'm concerned. Either way, it has to be a New Zealand thing, because it's definitely not something that I could ever try and understand. Let's talk about travel restrictions. What is going on in terms of South Africans traveling to Australia?
Indeed. It's obviously worldwide, not just here, obviously the number one issue right now for obvious reasons. And so basically what has happened is that the Australian government has stopped flights from all 9 Southern African countries, and obviously that's been in the news around the world, which are those 9 countries. So that's flights coming in. In terms of people, any Australian residents who are coming back to Australia and have been in any one of the 9 countries are required to self-isolate for 72 hours after landing. But non-residents are not permitted to come in at this point in time until further notice. So how long that will be has not been decided yet. And the Australian government, they've got what they call a crisis cabinet, and obviously they are meeting and discussing this issue as more information becomes available. So right. In the meantime, just to repeat that, so Australian residents who are coming back into the country and have been in any one of the 9 countries are able to come in, but are required to self-isolate for 72 hours. Non-Australian residents are unable to come in at this point in time until further notice. And then adding to sort of broadening out the picture, it had been announced that tomorrow, December 1, visas for 200,000 tourists and planned prospective tourists, etc., which were able to be acted upon from December 1, has now been pushed back by 2 weeks. Pending further information, et cetera, et cetera. So pretty much, you know, travel is very pretty much on hold, you know, pending further information. Obviously, it's the big news in South Africa as well.
Of course, yeah.
But there have been a number of stories here, and potentially cautiously encouraging stories, who said that it might be a weaker strain than the Delta strain and might, for all sorts of medical reasons, work out to an advantage, because if people get this weaker strain, then it might stop in getting the Delta strain down the track, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, I'm not a medical person, but there are all sorts of conflicting stories about, you know, how this is going to play out.
Yeah, and certainly it's something that we just don't know, because as it's only as information becomes available that we can try and figure out which is the best way to go. The other story I wanted to talk to you about is that Australia is prescribing the entity as of Hezbollah as a terrorist organization. This is very good news.
It is indeed, The background to that is that for a long time now, only Hezbollah's supposed external security organization has been listed as a terrorist organization in this country and by this country. And Jewish organizations, starting with the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, have been lobbying for Hezbollah in its entirety to be proscribed as a terrorist organization. A few days ago, late last week, the Australian government announced that it will actually ban two organizations, one being the entirety of Hezbollah as a terrorist organization, and the other one, an organization called The Base, which is a violent, racist, neo-Nazi group, and it too has been proscribed. So that is a very significant move from the Australian government indeed.
It really is very, very important. And finally, the other story that I wanted to talk to you about is the fact that the Chief Rabbi, South Africa's Chief Rabbi, Warren Goldstein, is a keynote speaker at Sydney's Jewish Crisis Center.
So this crisis center is known as the Jewish House. It's run by a very dynamic man, Rabbi Mendel Castell. Former American, but he's been living here for over 30 years, and the crisis center is what it sounds like. It gives a lot of real time critical care to people who are in all various states of personal crisis right across the board. It does an outstanding job, and once a year he has Rabbi Castell, and obviously there's a whole board behind him, organized a major fundraising gala dinner. And this is taking place in a few days' time. And the keynote speaker is to be delivered, as you just said, by your own Chief Rabbi, Warren Goldstein, who will headline a lineup of celebrity guests at this function. The whole function is happening by Zoom, and this is even prior to the latest Omicron crisis. So it's happening by Zoom in any event, which I guess is just as well. So nothing is on hold, or nothing is impacted, as it were. And it's very nice to see that Rabbi Goldstein, Chief Rabbi Goldstein, will be delivering the keynote, and for what is a very important institution in this community.
Absolutely amazing. Vic Aladev, that is where we leave it. It is 6:52. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM.